88.5 FM, Jeff Penfield, very excited to be joined live in studio with Brent Cobb, who is out on the road right now with Chris Stapleton playing live at the Forum. He's been really making a name for himself and has got a new album out called Providence Canyon. Thank you for taking some time out here this morning, getting here a little early.
Man, thank y'all for being interested and also taking time out this morning. I'm glad to have made it. Thanks for having us.
And I think really the first thing I see when you approach your album, you know, the first thing you see is quite literally the album itself. And comparatively to your last one, right off the bat, you see a lot more color, a lot more vibrancy, and then you start digging into the music and you start hearing a little bit more of that up-tempo sound. Where did that come from? How did you approach recording the songs for this album?
For Providence Canyon, it was, we did, you know, the Stapleton tour last year also, so we're playing for like, we weren't playing for 20,000 people, but the place could hold that many people.
Oh, you still get like a quarter of 20,000 right. people. That's still 5,000 people, you know?
Right. And it just felt, you know, I just wanted something with a little more energy. And I'd been listening to a lot of Larry John Wilson, and there's this compilation album called Country Funk that's like from 71 to 74. And it's just got a bunch of really good stuff. And I just, you know, I'm country. I can't help that. But I also wanted it, you know, I just wanted it to have that funky backbeat, you know, sort of like Jerry Reed. Also, he was something we were listening to during that time.
And so as you were recording it, were you doing it like between tour dates, or did you kind of have a time where you sat down and put everything on tape?
Yeah, we had to sort of spread it out a little bit, you know. On Shine On Rainy Day, we were able to go in and do it all, knock it out in like 5 days. And so this one probably took about that many days, but over, you know, the whole year. It just was hard to get everybody together.
Well, what's the first song you have?
To play this morning?
To play, yeah. What you playing?
I don't know. Let's start with something slow here. Something. Let's ease into this a little bit. I'm going to do Loreen off of there. Huh? This song was, I wrote this probably the first year I was living in Nashville, in March of 08. It's one of the first songs I wrote when I moved there. And I don't really know who it's about. The old fictional Loreen. Oh, here we go for real this time. Don't you chase your dream and wipe the sleep right out of your eyes. That full bloom is bound to show up soon. Don't let the moon be the ruin of your night. The cotton in the field, it ain't going nowhere. That property line is stubborn as your name. The corn in the kettle, it will always be there. And you know town square has always looked the same. Loreen, why don't you leave tonight? It'll be alright. I'm sure we'll meet again. But that rainbow leads to a pot of gold. Give it all your soul. Now you gotta go, my friend. Cotton in the field, it ain't going nowhere. That property line is stubborn as your name. The corn in the kettle, it will always be there. And you know town squares always look the same, look the same. Loreen, why don't you leave tonight? It'll be all right. Memories enough. But I won't lie, goodbye is bittersweet, but at least you and me, we got to love.
It's Lorene live in studio from Brent Cobb off his new album, Providence Canyon. You're listening to 88.5 FM. But we don't know who Lorene is.
I have no idea.
But you need a name for your subject, to you know, for whoever Lorene is. Is that something you typically do? Is it when you sing about someone, is it usually fictionalized, or do you typically go more biographical, people
it's,
that you know?
It's usually based off of, you know, an experience that maybe I had not had fully, or someone it'll be based loosely off a character of someone that I know, you know, most of the time. Sometimes it is a little too real, though, a little too autobiographical.
Yeah, you start writing it and you're like, oh, maybe I put a little bit too much of a real person in this one.
Sometimes, yeah.
Providence Canyon, the first song on the album, the title track, was actually a song that you've had for a little while now. It's you were 23 when you originally wrote it. Why was this the time to introduce it onto an album, onto a record?
I'm not sure. I know on Shine On Rainy Day, I actually wanted to name that album Providence Canyon, even without the song Providence Canyon. And then it obviously that didn't happen. So when this album came around, it was kind of neat that we were able to name the whole album Providence Canyon. It's just a song it's been around forever. I remember when I was writing that song, I didn't know what the word Providence meant, and I know that sounds terrible as someone who works with words for a living, but I had to look it up. I had already written that first verse and chorus, and then the definition was the protective care of God or of nature as a spiritual power or being. I was like, man, you know, just shine this whole other light on the Providence Canyon as a canyon, and Providence Canyon is sort of just a spiritual place to, you know, sacred place to hide out at, and it seemed to make sense for this whole album, this whole group of songs.
And it is an actual place in Georgia.
It is. It's the Little Grand Canyon in Georgia, we call it.
Little Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I grew up about an hour from there.
And there does seem to be a lot of kind of looking back on life and nostalgia involved with some of these songs, and talking about home as well seemed to be sure. Something that came up time and time again. Why was that something that you feel like you were, was that because you were kind of doing it in between tour dates? Do you think that's
no
why it kind of came
it.
Up?
Yeah, it was, you know, my daughter was around two when we were last year and when we were recording this, and I was missing her and missing my wife and that sort of thing. You know, there are worse things, I guess, though. They could take me away from the family, but that definitely inspired this whole album.
Well, let's go and do another song. What
all
you
right.
got?
I'm going to try to do a song about a good friend of mine, Wayne Mills. Here's King of Alabama. I didn't know him best, but he'd say we were friends. We both rode the highways on a song. So I'm writing this one here in memory of him, 'cause the king of Alabama has gone home. He was a man among men, the old school kind, had a great big heart, a laid back mind, let you hold his guitar if you broke a string. If you thought he looked country, ought to heard him sing. From Alabama across the Rio Grande, he beat the blacktop down with the five-piece band. Not because he loved it, he did that too, but he did it, man, 'cause that's what he was born to do. Well, some people calculate moves, see, never had a thing to prove. He just let the wind take him where it may. Yeah. Well, it's a damn shame the way things go. It's too bad we have to lose a good foe. But the king of Alabama has gone home. Now nothing good ever happens after midnight. So the story goes, you can't trust nobody. It don't matter how close. It was a friend that took him from his family. I keep his chain in my pocket, his son in my prayers every stage I'm on. I can feel him there with some people calculating moves. He never had a thing to prove. He just let the wind take him where it may. Well, it's a damn shame the way things go. It's too bad we have to lose a good foe. But the king of Alabama has gone home. Some people calculate moves. He never had a thing to prove. He just let the wind take him where it may. We'd say honky tonk's the trick. Now get a guitar and grab you a pick. Let them old tunes possess you and play. Well, it's a damn shame the way things go. It's too bad we have to lose a good foe. But the king of Alabama, the king of Alabama, the king of Alabama has gone home.
Nice ending there.
Wonderful. It's 88.5 FM, joined live in studio by Brent Cobb, playing songs off of Providence Canyon. That one is King of Alabama. And, man, you tell that story about how you added on his son, Wayne Mills' son, as a songwriter. And that really kind of exemplifies, I think, the community part of being a musician. Because, you know, as you understand, there's not a lot of backing support. You know, you're nope. At the end of the day, a freelancer, a contractor. You're going out playing Absolutely. Shows every night, and you don't have, you know, not everybody has insurance, or not everybody has that savings account, because you're living day to day.
No doubt.
So, I mean, how's it feel to you to have that opportunity where you can give back now as a musician to someone who is very important to the music community?
I think it's one of the biggest reasons to even do it. You know, it is funny that it doesn't happen as often, but I've always, over my career, I've had so many people who have helped me along the way too. I don't think, you know, some people don't get as fortunate as I have been, and I want to make sure that, you know, that's what comes around goes around, you know.
And you understand the level of commitment and work, and, you know, even because this is, you moved to Nashville in 2008, mm-hmm. and you released your first album 2 years ago.
Right.
You know, it took a lot of time to get to where you were. It wasn't like all of a sudden,
right.
2 years ago, you decided to release an album.
Yeah, I make a joke most show nights, and I say that it's taken 12 years to get to the bottom, and I'm just glad to be here. But it's true, you know.
What's the last song you have?
I don't know. maybe Morning Gonna Come. This morning came pretty early. It's good to have fun, but you got to remember that the morning is going to come. Look at old Barefoot shuffling across the outdoor dance floor like he ain't got no sense. His new girlfriend found her a pretty good fella, I guess, if she's into redneck. Oh my, oh la, y'all better hold on tight. We got a lot of ice cold cheap beer flowing around here, Lord, wish we had all night. But the morning's gonna come, and it won't be no fun for anyone. Watch out for Miss coming up to you
leaning up on you, wanna take you home tonight. She got herself a 6'5" Mack truck driver coming in hot. He loves to fight. Oh my, no lie, she put it on you in a minute in a double wide cheetah print silk sheet queen size. It's so cozy while you're in it, but the morning's gonna come and it won't be no fun for anyone. Now, oh my, no lie, there ain't no turning back now, and you can't unthink what you already thought. The moonlight's gonna burn out, and the morning's gonna come, and it won't be no fun for anyone. Yeah, the morning's gonna come, and it won't be no fun for anyone.
There you go.
It's Brent Cobb being the mature one, reminding you that, yes, the morning will come. You can have fun all night, but
stay
yes.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. Very important, especially in Colorado. I learned that the hard way sometimes.
Lord.
It's 88.5 FM. Brent is here playing songs from his latest album, Providence Canyon, before playing at the Forum with the great Chris Stapleton. But we really do appreciate you sharing these songs and coming on by.
Man, thank you all for having us. Thank you for coming in and caring. Thank you for caring.
Absolutely. That's what we love doing, is caring, and caring about musicians like we talked about earlier with King of Alabama. But it's Brent Cobb live, 88.5 FM.